repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you. Your air conditioner, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, water heater, and more. The choice is yours. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. If you want to avoid being hit hard by unexpected breakdowns, call now for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-400-7011. Again, call 1-800-400-7011. That's 1-800-400-7011.
B-Dubs takes it to the next level. 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs, and 70-cent wings Tuesdays, and 70-cent boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
All right, here's where you get all your tech questions answered. I visited my son who lives in Jeff City this weekend. He took me down to the basement and said, Dad, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Jose will appreciate this, and he'll know more about it than I do. They have this projection TV stuff down now to where it's so crystal clear. He's going to put a projection screen, like a 100 or 150-foot screen. And I said, man,
150 inches.
Inches, I'm sorry. That'd be a big screen. That's a great idea. And I don't think a lot of people consider that when for 50% more than you were going to pay for that 70-inch TV, right, you can have a decent projection and screen.
Just maybe put it on your wall.
No, there's a screen.
Buy a screen.
You have to buy a screen.
And it drops, this motorized, it drops down, and then the projection. And you can watch TV, you can watch your home video, you can watch Bluetooth it to your phone and watch your video. That's a great idea. We won't talk about that necessarily today. We'll talk about other stuff. Jose Hernandez is in the house, and he is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And you can find out more about them at windowworldstlouis.com. Jose will do a monologue, and then we ask for your calls. And you can ask ask anything. Ask about cell phones, computers, laptops, tablets, TVs, anything electronic. This is your guy. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, star KTRS. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
One of the great things about calling and talking to Jose, you'll get an absolutely objective answer or opinion. And this guy has no agenda. He's not in anybody's pocket. Sometimes when you're in a store, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, when the salesman steers you towards something, you know, if what I would do if I were you is this model over here. A lot of times, there are a couple of reasons for that. One, they need to get rid of that one, so they're going to tell you this is the best deal here. The other is incentives for salespeople from the manufacturers. They'll have contests, and let's say LG or Samsung will go, hey, if you'll reach this mark, we'll send you to Hilton Head or whatever. So they're not always objective in the advice, the direction they give you when they're trying to sell you a product. This guy right here is going to tell you what he thinks because he believes it's true and steer you away from something because he believes it's bad. So give us a call one more time, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. Jose, how are you?
Doing well, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. I never think of projection TV, and right, I don't think most people do.
Because it's usually bigger than what you're looking for.
But if you have a wall that's, and you don't have to have real high ceilings either. That's the thing. These projectors are not that.
Mm-mm.
They hang maybe, what would you say, maybe a foot from the ceiling.
Oh, maximum.
At the most.
And that's just for air current to keep them cool because of the high-intensity bulb that's in them.
And the older ones, if years ago you went to somebody's house, and it was crap. It looked like
standard television. It looked that bad.
But now you dim the room, and man, oh man.
That's the other biggest problem with these is they're not light-emitting. So the screen, here's your television shining the light at you
right.
to create the picture. You have to buy, to Ian's point, instead of just shining it on the wall, they make screens that have different reflectivity.
Well, just like the old slide projector screens, the tripod, and you pull them up, and they had that sparkly stuff on
right.
them. That was to bounce back
right.
the projected image.
Right, so that's why you need a specific screen for these things. But they're 4K ultra-high-def compliant right now.
Wow. I got to tell you something. They made me want one. I told my son, I said, now you got me thinking about it.
Where would you put it? Garage?
No, basement.
Basement?
Up in the basement. I have a basement that would be perfect. I just get rid of a couple of shelving units and drop that screen down over the wall. I got to tell you, I think it would be great. What do you have for us today?
Well, let's talk about Netflix. Earlier this year, Netflix started using what they call geo-blocking. If you had an American Netflix account and you were overseas and you tried to use your Netflix account overseas, some of the content that you wanted to watch was blocked.
So they censor it.
Basically, they censor it. They won't let it transmit overseas outside of the U.S. People were using virtual private networks, little VPNs, and then it would give it an address in the U.S. for the other end of the tunnel that you were communicating through, and you could watch whatever you wanted. Well, Netflix got excited and stopped it. There is an online letter to Netflix from an organization called Open Media, and 45,000 people have signed it. It's basically that they want Netflix to find another way to prevent content from going places that Netflix thinks it shouldn't go. The online folks understand that Netflix has contractual obligations with the providers, the people that make the content, and say, listen, you can have this here, but you can't have it there. The problem is, if you won't let them use a VPN, it opens your connection to all sorts of malicious content, government surveillance, censorship, or a weekly secured Wi-Fi hotspot in your hotel. If you're logging in to watch Netflix overseas and the security on your hotspot or the Wi-Fi in the room's not that good, people are going to get to your information. VPNs are basically the only way to secure your personal information when connecting from somewhere outside the country into Netflix.
How hard is it, and I don't know anything about hacking, how hard is it? This weekend I read an interview with John McAfee, or McAfee, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows
the Libertarian presidential candidate.
Exactly, he is.
And he is also now the president and or owner of a venture capital company he just renamed for himself.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a bright guy.
Oh, yeah.
But this interview was kind of scary because he basically said what the director of the FBI said about taping his camera lens on his phone.
Yeah.
McAfee, however you pronounce it, said it is absolutely not out of the question that at any time, hundreds of people can not only listen in on your cell phone conversation or read your text or whatever, they can activate the camera and the microphone without you ever turning it on or activating it and listen in. Now, I think you'd have to be real paranoid if you thought that was going to happen. I don't worry about that. But a guy like that, or the head of the FBI, or Donald Trump, or somebody, sure. Once they get a hold of that, but the idea that I think my phone is dormant, it's on, but No, it's not.
It's not.
There are people who can listen to us right now over my phone.
Absolutely.
Isn't that creepy?
Oh, and we talked about this 4 or 5 years ago when people's laptops were starting to have cameras built into the lids.
Right.
And we said, yeah, people can turn your camera on, because there were women who were being convinced that they'd call a tech support line that I'm having trouble with my PC. He said, well, it needs to be of a higher moisture, so take it into the bathroom and turn it on, and while you're showering, make sure this is open and on, and the moisture will help fix the problem.
How dumb do you have to be to fall for that?
There are many people who fell for that.
Wow. What else you got?
UPS is finally going to allow us to track packages real-time on a map. This has been, it's pretty frustrating when they say it'll be here between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., and
right.
You got to sort of plan your whole day of waiting for them to arrive.
So you get a map with a little image, and you see where it is.
You will now get a map with an image.
Wow.
You see the location of the package on a map. It won't show the specific route that the driver is going to take, but it should give you a better idea about what time it's going to arrive. The problem is, right now, for the Follow My Delivery service, it's only available for the most expensive parcel services from UPS. So if you ship things UPS Air or UPS World Express, you can use it. UPS promises in a while it'll be along for the rest of those of us unwashed masses who just have a regular ship UPS parcel.
Well, you just have to buy more expensive stuff.
Well, or pay more to ship it.
Okay.
And then last but not least, Google is beginning to plan on blocking Flash out of the Chrome browser this year.
I don't know what that is.
Flash is the thing that allows, like, YouTube to play.
Oh, yes, I do. Flash. And let's say you need to update your Flash player.
Right. Yeah. It's installed directly from Google's Chrome now. They're migrating to HTML5 and getting rid of Flash player from the Chrome browser. And they're going to start blocking all but the top 10 sites that use Flash player from using it. So I would suspect that by the end of the year, they will migrate it completely away from that to HTML5.
Every once in a while, somebody will send me a YouTube video, and it says blocked plugin or something.
Right.
And then it says you need to update. And honest to goodness, I update the Flash player.
Right.
Restart the computer, and there's the video I couldn't watch before.
Correct.
Are you going to take some calls?
Please.
Let's do it. We've got a full board here. We start with Dan. Dan, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, how's it going?
Good, Dan, how are you?
Pretty good. Got a question about an Android phone, if you can help me out.
I'll give it my best.
I got an app to where I can stream, like, baseball games, hockey games, such. I go to watch a Cardinal game, tells me it's a home market game.
Yes.
Can't watch it.
Yes.
Is there a way to change an IP address to where you're not home market?
There are some applications that are available to download for a fee that will make your phone look like it's not where it physically is.
Awesome. So that's something I can Google.
You can go to the interweb and find them.
Awesome. You've been a big help. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And the PM also.
Thank you, Dan. Hallelujah. That's actually a great question. Because if you can trick the system to think your phone's in Seattle or something, you can watch the game.
Right.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Hi, Jose. Yeah.
Hi, Jim.
Question. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Hallelujah.
Today I have a question about a laptop that my daughter owns.
Yes.
It's only a couple of years, though. It's a Dell. And the problem is that when she's at college down at S&T. Now, the problem is that every so often she loses the driver for the wireless connection.
Yes.
And she would have to go reinstall the driver. And she came home this weekend. She had the same problem at home as well. So I'm wondering, is that a problem with the computer that you know of, or maybe a software glitch?
It could be with Dell's hardware that the driver keeps coming and going. Have you gone to the Dell website to see if they've got a new driver for Wi-Fi for that device?
I have not done that.
I would recommend that she go to the Dell website for her model, make and model. And see if there's a new set of Wi-Fi drivers, because there may have been some issues when they released them initially, and they've upgraded them since.
Is that a normal thing? Because I have older laptops, never had that problem, so I'm just wondering.
It happens on occasion. They constantly update drivers when they find bugs or things that they're not supposed to do or won't do. So, yes, I would say it's normal.
Okay, I would do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jim, thank you. Thank you for listening. This is Dwayne. Dwayne, say hello to Jose Hernandez. Dwayne. Oh, Dwayne. Let's try this again. Dwayne, how are you? We know you're there.
I can hear him breathing.
We can hear you breathing, Dwayne. Maybe we need to call 911 for Dwayne. Well, we can't do this anymore, so let's move to Mary. Mary, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hi, last Thursday, after we went to bed, I shut the computer down, and it said update and restart, I think. The next morning when I got up, all my icons, my desktop icons were gone.
Yes?
Everything was dark.
Was there any other messages when you turned it on?
I don't believe there were. I didn't turn it on. My husband did.
Okay.
I thought I remembered hearing about this on your program, but since it didn't really pertain to me, I was only half listening. But I was able to go in and, under settings, find to restore the computer to its state prior to that update.
Perfect.
Yes?
If you've done it, you did a great job. Your icon should have come back.
They did.
Congratulations.
Why did it happen? What happened?
Sometimes the updates that are downloading and trying to install will corrupt your profile. And your profile is a series of little markers about what's on your desktop and what the theme looks like and what the background looks like. And it creates a backup registry in some areas. So as long as you've got the ability to do the restore and it's turned on, the next time it shouldn't happen.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Is this because of Windows 10?
No, it's popular with all Windows versions, up to and including XP.
Okay, just had it happen. All right, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you, Mary.
Dwayne's back. Yeah, he's back.
Dwayne, what happened to you?
Well, I'd like to know that myself. All I know, I heard you say I was dial 911. Oh shit, who they calling for?
Oh, we got to cut that word out. Those who hear a little bit of a skip, we had to cut a word out that.
Yeah, we can't say that.
Nah, Dwayne let slip.
We're headed that direction, but we can't yet say that.
Unfortunately.
Dwayne, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose, AM and PM.
Thank you. You can say that.
Dwayne, carefully. Tell me what your problem is.
Hey, do you have an opinion about these Android boxes and this Fire Stick?
They're all very good, along with the Apple TV, the Rokus. They're all good stuff. It just depends on which one of them will provide you with the content you're looking for.
All righty then, because I think about getting I think it's called the XQ Pro.
Yes.
MXQ Pro.
MXQ Pro.
Yes.
Inexpensive, as long as you got a good internet connection, you should do well in your cord-cutting endeavors.
And that's the key. The internet connection is the key.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you're buffering
internet.
All the time.
I got 100 megabytes on that.
Oh, you're a Spectrum user.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? I wish I could get that stuff. I live in the woods. They don't run any of that stuff out there.
Go get it yourself. Don't wait on them. Just reach out there and get it.
No, I can't do that. I have to run a line from somebody's neighborhood. Here's the deal. I'm on a dish for internet. My hotspot on my phone, if I put it down and use it, is faster than that dish.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. That phone hotspot thing. When I sit down and use the computer, that's what I use. Right. The stinking dish is too slow.
Because your dish doesn't have a limit on the amount of data that you pull down.
It does.
Does it? Okay.
I can buy a package. I'm limited to, 10 gigabytes a month.
And what's on your hotspot?
60. Yeah, 60? Yeah. Yeah, or 80, a lot. Okay. So, Dwayne, was there anything else?
That's it. I should thank you.
Hey, man, thank you for calling back.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we had a Mary, now we have a Marianne. Marianne, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Marianne.
Hey, I have a question. I have a Samsung tablet that I use mostly as a Nook reader.
Yes.
I occasionally check email on it or Google something or listen to some music. Do I need to download any antivirus stuff on it?
There are antivirus. Malwarebytes makes an anti-malware, and I know Avast makes an antivirus.
I have the free Avast on my home computer.
Right. It couldn't hurt to have it on your tablet.
Okay.
It may, depending on how old your tablet is, it may slow it down a little noticeably.
Tablet's less than a year old. It's a new one.
You won't notice it.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Marianne. We're going to one more quick one in here, and then we'll cut Jose loose. This will be Chris. Chris, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Actually, I don't have a question. I got a really cool app to share with you during your segment.
Okay.
A friend of mine turned me on. It's called Tunity. T-U-N-I-T-Y.
Huh.
And basically, it works on your phone or your tablet. And you hold it up to the TV, and you tell it to scan. It'll scan whatever's on the TV, and it'll play the audio through your phone or tablet from that station. So it's great if you're at a restaurant and they're, let's say, showing a hockey game, but no sound.
No,
so
it's like,
hear it,
it's like Spotify for music.
Play it on your phone.
Hey, let me ask you this. If you're in this is fantastic. I've been places where you're eating, and there's something on TV, and they don't have the sound on. They got closed caption, maybe.
Right.
Will it still play the audio if their audio is shut off?
Yes, it's not related to where you're at all. It scans the image. The other, on Sunday night, last night during the hockey game, I was at a place, and I opened it up, and I scanned the image when the Subway commercial was on, and it saw that it was NBC Sports, and
wow.
I got to hear the rest of the hockey game until I could get out to my vehicle.
Listen
to it on, the radio.
Wow, what a great app.
It's pretty cool, and it's free.
No, I'm glad you called. I'm gonna download that. That's great app.
I wonder how long it'll be available before they figure it out.
All right. Hey, Chris, that's a great thank you. That's a great opportunity. T-U-N-I-T-Y, is that what he said?
That's what he said.
All right, we're out of time. We'll do this again next Monday. In the meantime, if you need Jose, he's as close as your inbox, or compose an email to him. Here he is with his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
There you go. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And Jose is brought to you by Window World. Please don't forget that, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We're going to check on some traffic. We're going to talk with John Landoff. Tim Weiland, how's it looking?
We've got rain in the area, and that's slowing some things down. The usual slowdowns on eastbound 40 from Compton to the Poplar, westbound 44, that's Compton out through Hampton. We have northbound 55 backed up to the 44 ramp. Southbound 270, some slow pockets from, looks like Page. That goes all the way down, actually through Graboy. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Tim. John Landoff is with us. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Frank. How are you, my friend?
Having a good day. John and I talked earlier today, and I had read an article about how a lot of these dealerships had too many Chevy Sparks. So I said, how many do you have? Go ahead, tell them how many Sparks you have.
We have 61 in stock.
Wow. That really surprises me, because for, what is it, $8,900 or something, you get a brand new car with a full warranty. That's a price that a mediocre used car would cost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brand new car. I don't know why they aren't selling, and maybe that'll change.
What happens is, you know, we get shipments in bundles. So, you know, the vehicle is built in Korea for General Motors, and so that, you know, they get shipments that come into the port by the you know, tens of thousands. So, and then you won't see any for 4 months. So you literally, what happens is we get you know, a 3 or 4 month supply, unlike our Chevy Colorado, which we're putting together a tour to go see the Colorado in mid to late June or mid to late July, and you'll get blown away by that. You know, those vehicles are built here in Wentzville. They get loaded onto a transport truck and they get delivered to us. You know, but the Spark comes, and you know, we'll get 30 in a week's time. Okay.
Well, here's my recommendation to anybody. Go drive the Spark. I did. I drove one. It is a hoot to drive. It is. It's fun.
Now, if you remember correctly, when that car first came out, I called it cute. And you said, you can't call a car cute. Well, I'm like, no, this car is cute.
Yeah, but if you do that, you run off a lot of male customers, because I don't think a lot of men want to drive a cute car. But it is cute. And it's my goodness, everything about it, unless you haul a lot of stuff.
If some smoking hot chick comes up to you tomorrow and goes, man, you're cute, are you going to be offended?
Oh, no, that's different.
Okay.
I will not be offended by that.
If she would say, man, you look cute, I know you've always wanted me to give you a vehicle to drive.
Well, that's not true. Okay, yeah, it is.
You're giving him a Spark?
I'll take a Spark to drive. I'll drive that little thing around. It's fun. It's like driving a golf cart that you shouldn't be driving on the highway. It's just so maneuverable and so much fun.
No, it's adorable.
And when I drove one of your place, I thought they're going to sell these things like crazy. I think a lot of times people don't understand what it is, and you won't until you get in and drive it, and then you go, you got to be kidding me, a brand new
one. People think, oh, I'm 6 foot two, or I'm 6 foot three, a guy that won't fit. Yes, you will.
Oh, it's got all kinds of headroom in it.
All kinds of room.
Yeah.
And you will laugh and giggle as you keep passing by gas stations, because you literally can drive, you know, that vehicle for a month before you have to put fuel in it, you know, 34 miles of the gallon, and it's really a great little car. Cute as can be. I think it's a cute car.
Well, I'm a big fan, too. Let's say somebody has somebody in college, or you've got a
They don't have to be in college. You could be just, say you got an 18-year-old at home and they need a car and they have a job and they need dependable transportation. My goodness, for what you're going to pay for a pre-owned car, I'm a big fan of full warranty. I love the feeling of a big fat warranty, knowing that no matter what happens, I don't have to worry about it. It'll be covered. More if anything happens, and very little does.
I'm coming out there tonight with my daughter, and we're going to check out some cars. And I went out today and looked at a used car, a Chevy Aveo, for her for college. But I'm going to have her drive a Spark, too.
Do you lease Sparks?
Yes. There are different... we have several leasing partners, one being General Motors Financial, acronym GMF, and then I think U.S. Bank, and I'm sure there's one or two others, but the answer is yes. It's just there are what we call subvented programs by GM Financial on certain vehicles. That's where they are getting money from the corporation, to cap cost reduction, to reduce the amount of money that you have to lease. So... and those would be, vehicles like the Spark, like the Cruze, like the Malibu. So, yeah, we have a great deal of Sparks, and that's just a heck of a price. I mean, it's really they really think I'm nuts around here.
The other thing I want people to know,
we're losing money at that price. And you say, well, why are you doing that? Well, because we want to hit certain target numbers, each quarter, and that keeps Chevrolet happy. And yes, they then have a little pot of gold, not a big one, at the end of the rainbow after a quarter. And then the great thing is, after you earn this bonus money from General Motors, You get that in like 45 days. You think, hey, we just did a great job. Congratulations. You're going to get your money because we have an open-end account that gets funded every Thursday at 12:05 in the morning. And so if I owe them money, they take it out. They owe me money, they put it in. And we obviously analyze that every Monday, Tuesday when we get our report. But, when it comes to these bonuses, 45 days later.
The other thing I would like for people to understand, and there are still people who think that a lease is for a self-employed or business person. I just talked to somebody last week who just leased a car and said, I had no idea that this would be as attractive as it is, and especially with this lease you have on the Chevy Cruze. My goodness, if you run the numbers, if you sit down and just total up your lease payments and then total up what your payments would be if you bought the car, knowing that after 3 years or 2 years or whatever, you turn it in, you didn't have to put anything down up front, you didn't need a trade-in, you didn't need to write a check for $5,000, and you're driving a brand new car with a full warranty, and then when the lease is up, you get another new car. It for a lot of people who haven't discovered a lease, take a look at a lease, because it no longer is just for somebody who needs a business deduction. It's a very smart way to drive a new car.
Yes, it is, Frank. I'll tell you what, you're on fire today.
Well, I'm practicing for my sales pitch for when I go to work for you. After this is over, I'm going to need a job.
I can tell when, you've had, this is a Monday, so you must have had a great weekend this weekend.
I had just another kind of ordinary weekend. I just, when you start talking cars, I love cars so much. But sometimes I actually think about, if I were selling cars, how successful could I be? And I think I could do it and do really well at it. And unless somebody doesn't want to buy a car from an 80-year-old guy, I could do the Walmart greeter thing, or I could sell cars. I'd like to sell cars.
I think you'd sell cars. You could probably negotiate some sort of deal with John where you would work like
6 hours a week.
Yeah, 9 to 5. Yeah.
Yeah. If he threw a 20-hour work week at me, I'd go, wait a minute. Yeah, what are you, crazy? I used to work 12 hours a week. You got to be kidding me. But hey, in 12 hours a week,
I don't know how you do it. That's got to be exhausting.
I could sell some cars in 12 hours.
Monday through Thursday. But you know what? Mm-hmm. You talk about that you don't prep for the show. I know you do. I know you read a lot of stuff and you get prepared. And that's why it's the number one show in the Midwest. Mm-hmm.
You got that right.
And then I never was into a talk radio program or anything until the absolutely adorable Mimi Landoff would say, you got to listen to Frank Opinions
smart
and Dan and Ian. Mm-hmm. They are hilarious. And then You know, there were times when I'm home at the house and it's on the, you know, the stereo system, and we were both laughing out loud, the three of you and whoever you might have on who is being tortured.
Maybe we need a slogan like "Keeping Couples Together." The big, large morning show in the afternoon, mm-hmm. Keeping Couples Together.
Oh, yeah.
Something we weren't even aware that we did. One last thing before you get away, and I think we need to address this. Your service department, I think you would put up against any service department anywhere. And again, there are still some people who think a couple of things. I actually know people who think that if you didn't buy the car there, you can't have the service done there. There are people who, that's not true. They also think that if you have the service done at a dealer, in this case your dealership, it costs a whole lot more money. Also not true. Correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. No. There have been, unfortunately, a few dealers that have gone out of business in and around the area, and we are authorized to work on any GM vehicle. When Saturn, went by the wayside, General Motors picked Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet to be the Saturn program. And, it's very clearly, that's where I grew up. I grew up in the service department here at Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet. At the ripe age of a snot-nosed kid, about 9 and 10 years of age. And, think about it, man. I mean, it was 1967, 1968, getting to hang out all day on a Saturday, some Friday nights in a service department with some of the coolest cars from the 50s and 60s and then, you know, those 70s. And, I tell my technician, this is where I grew up and I love it. But I wanted to make sure when I took over that it doesn't look like a service department. It's clean. It's neat. You know, we paint it every couple of years, the floor, we scrub the floors. This way, you know, our great technicians feel like that we do care and we keep it clean so that when they're getting in and out of your car, they're not tracking in all kinds of oil dry, and they keep their hands clean as much as it is possible. And I love when I go back to talk to my technicians and you hear the technicians, they're not mechanics, they're technicians, and their hands, you know, they've got oil and grease, and they're like, boss, you don't want to shake my hand. I'm like, man, give me the hand of a working man. Give it to me right there. And I love them. I appreciate what they do for us. But, you know, we have the service edition. So we've gone, when I got out of school in, I think, 1980, I think we had 8 technicians. You know, now we're 24. Ooh. Okay, a huge service edition. So, you know, we're looking with some great specials. Okay, AM and the PM people. The normal oil, lube, and filter special is $39.95 for you. It's $29.95.
Wow, listen to that. $29.95. Beat that.
What?
Anywhere.
Your AC spring special includes 1 pound of Freon, $99.95.
Yeah, beat that anywhere.
Okay. Induction service, $10 off. AM and the PM, $20 off. You just say that you're AM and the PM. Just like when you come to buy a car, you're going to get a great deal. Just like Ron and Carol Brittick from Edwardsville, Illinois. They're listening right now.
Ron and Carol, we know them well. They've been on several of our trips with us.
They're adorable. They're so awesome. 2016 tracks. Thank you very much, Ron and Carol. And I don't know if there's a couple. There are. There's so many. Just such loyal AM and the PM listeners, I'm one now. I'm a loyal listener online here at the office. I'll be jumping into my car here in about. I'm not going to be jumping into anything. I'm going to slowly walk to my Tahoe and then gingerly try to hop up in that seat. I almost need a stepping stool to get up in there now.
John, there's another connection between you and the service department that's a strong one. Now, this is kind of personal, but your dad told me before he passed away, we had a nice meeting one day. He said you were conceived in the back seat of a car in for service at the dealership. How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
That's why it's sort of in his blood.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Well, he told
me. That's not true. My dad didn't tell you that. What kind of a wild...
Yeah, you're right.
Are you sure?
Maybe
a wild dream did you have last night? I will tell you the fact that back in September of 1958, early September, because my birthday is September 8th, and I do accept gifts from you, Frank, September 8th, 1958. So I think my dad brought a Corvette home on like the 5th or the 6th because, my mom should have given birth already, and so he brought this Corvette home and drove around the block a few times, and she went into labor literally the next afternoon.
Oh, he had her in the car with him.
Yeah.
She, they kind of shook you cheap. Out. They sort of jarred you out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you were stubborn.
We need to get him out, honey.
Here, there's a speed bump. This will get him out. Well, then that matches the story he told me, that you were conceived in the backseat of a 57 Chevy that was in for service. What year were you born? 58? Yep. Makes all the sense in the world.
There was no backseat. Well, I wasn't conceived in a backseat.
Do you know that? Do you know that for a fact that you weren't?
Yes.
So you actually know when and where you were conceived.
Oh.
I just know that I wasn't in the back. They weren't in the backseat of a car.
Okay.
Me. My dad, his super got wrinkled.
You know, one of the other things he told me before he passed away, and I still have it, it's a handwritten note. This is John Lonoff Sr. handwriting.
There it is.
Whenever you're on the phone with Johnny, please don't ever fail to ask him to give the phone number when you're ready to wrap it up. That was his suggestion. That was his way.
No. That's your way of telling me to shut up. In a nice way, shut up. That was your dad's suggestion. I have other things more important
than you,
Lonoff.
You do have. No, you have more important things, like selling cars. What is that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. 75 rental vehicles also. We provide rental vehicles for our great service customers. So you don't have to stay here forever. We can pick up and deliver. We have a courtesy vehicle also. So come and bring in your vehicles to Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet Service Department. Tell them your AM and the PM. Get great, great deals. And, of course, retail-wise, yes, we got almost 900 new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles, and we're keeping 30 to 40 vehicles priced under $10,000 for great transportation and save the miles maybe on your nice Tahoe or Suburban or Camaro. I can't wait to see the AM and the PM crowd tonight.
All right, folks, go drive that Spark. I mean, it's fun. John, we're sending them to you, so be ready, okay?
All right, Dan, we will take care of you and your adorable daughter. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.
And Dan showed me a picture of that car he found on their lot. That's a great deal.
I know.
It really is. All right, we take a break. Then we'll come back, and Bill Cleveland will join us. You want me to do a little business here?
Yes.
In Chesterfield Valley, there are, I don't know the number of stores, but with those two malls they put out there must be 1,000 stores, at least several hundred in Chesterfield Valley. And there, before much of that other stuff, was a Meanies. A Meanies with the copper dome on top. I will never, ever be able, and I get emails from people going, I don't know why I never went in there before. We finally went in there. Oh, my goodness. This gives me something to shoot for. We're going to start a fund. We're going to call it the Pinball Machine Fund. We found a pinball. Or we're going to finally get really, really good patio furniture instead of the mediocre or junk furniture we used to buy and always had to replace. You have to go to a Meanies to understand a Meanies and what it is. You're certainly not going to understand it by the name. A Meanies, that's the guy's name, R. Ash Ameeny. And the great guy. You're not even going to understand what's in there from the sign on there. It says rugs, homes, furniture, it says something, but it doesn't begin to tell you what is in a Meanies. It's fun to go there and walk through. You don't buy anything. Just go walk through so that you at least know what it is and what's there. And then in the future, when you're ready to really put the finishing touches on that basement man cave or whatever, you know where to get the jukebox or the shuffleboard table or the pool table or the arcade games or pinball. Lighting for any part of your house, beautiful Jaffe lighting on the upper level. There's a lot to see. And a lot of things to put on your wish list at a Meanies. You can see a lot of it, at least the information on what's hot and what's on sale, on their website. And the beautiful bucks thing simply means when you buy something, depending on what you buy and how much it is, you get these bucks that you can use towards something else. And they replace money, basically. And sometimes you buy enough, you get enough bucks to get something for nothing. So check it out. Go to their site. It's A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com.
Let's get a check on traffic now. Airborne, here's Tim Weiland.
You know, Dan, until you talked to Johnny Lonoff, I forgot you had a daughter.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You did? Yeah, I don't talk about her much.
No.
I try not to.
All right. Hey, we just flew over an accident. It's on eastbound Highway 30 at New Sugar Creek. Only the left lane is getting through. Eastbound drivers have about a half a mile, three-quarter of a mile backup. got an accident on southbound 270 north of Olive that was blocking the right center lane when we checked it last. You were backed up midway between Dorset and Page. Now we've got an accident westbound 70 near Lucas and Hunt. Only the center lanes were getting through. I expect a long backup there. Man, we have further south you get, the more rain you have, and the highway's pretty wet on 55. Southbound 55 slowing now from Lawboro down through Revis Barracks. You have westbound 364, a little bit heavy between the Maryland Heights Expressway past the Veterans Bridge, and then eastbound 270. That's picking up more volume. You're slow now approaching McDonald. That goes through New Florissant. Then you're heavy again between 367 and Bell Fountain. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
Did you start your own business even though your dad wanted you to be a banker?
Yeah.
Did you come up with an idea that could change the world, or at least some small piece of it?
You bet I did.
Then did you build that idea into a real business? You, with your own two hands, from the ground up?
Yeah, I did do that.
And then, to protect everything you worked for, you took the 10 minutes to incorporate your business, right?
Well, no.
You worked hard for your business, but if you're not incorporated, you can lose it all. Your business, your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away free 10-minute incorporation guides, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-900-3389. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Protect your business, your home, your savings. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Take a test mow today on the John Deere Z535M Z-Track Zero Turn Mower with the re-engineered Excel Deep Mower Deck to mow faster, better. Because it's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Visit your local John Deere dealer today and see why nothing runs like a deer.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Cross Brothers in Mount Pulaski, Clinton, or New Holland today. Find us on the web at crossbrothers.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Talked to a potential advertiser over the weekend, and he was asking a lot of questions, real curious about other advertisers. I said, well, I can tell you this, the average length of time for the people I speak for is 8 years on this show. Now, I'm about to mention one that blows by everybody else. American Equity Mortgage, 24 and a half years on this show. Yeah. 52 weeks a year, never taken a break, never left us. That's loyalty. Now, that only happened for one reason, and that's that you folks have told American Equity your AM and the PM, so they know where the business is coming from, or at least a significant chunk of it. Here's why you contact them. You're looking at a house, you're going to buy the house, you need a mortgage company, American Equity Mortgage. They'll be happy to handle it for you and get you as good a rate as anybody can get you, and they work really fast. Here's the other reason. You're already a homeowner. Maybe the mortgage is not even with American Equity. Day comes along, you need to borrow some money. Something has come up, and it's more money than you have on hand. That's where you do the smart thing as a homeowner. Use the equity to borrow the money you need from American Equity. They'll explain how all of it works. You can call them 314-878-9999 or go to AmericanEquity.com. Don't go away. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC.